Hello, Grace Church. It's Tuesday evening, May the 12th, and I am speaking to you from my home. It's been weeks since this pandemic started, and some of us, I guess, are wondering if is this ever going to end. We know it will because God's in control, and He's already decided when that will be. That got me to thinking a lot these days about trusting God, and so for a little bit, I want to talk about that. One of the first verses I learned as a new Christian was Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight." I remember as I learned that for the first time, that it seemed like the obvious thing to do, trust the Lord. Why would anyone not want to do that? It's simple enough to understand, but it's not always easy to do. It's easy enough when everything's going good. It's easy to trust the Lord then, right? When you're not suffering a hardship of sorts. But I learned a long time ago that if you're not presently in a trial, it's because you just came out of one or you're about to go into one. God is giving you rest between trials. So when things aren't going well, what makes it so hard to trust the Lord? What would make something that is so obviously the right thing to do so difficult? Well, I think the answer is in the verse. It says, "Do not lean on your own understanding." And that is our tendency, isn't it? God could have just said, "Trust in the Lord," and let it be that. But He knows how bent we are toward our flesh. And you see, that's the problem. It's been a problem since the fall, hasn't it? Instead of trusting in the Lord to provide everything they would ever need, Adam and Eve chose to be independent. They wanted to know good and evil for themselves, and in that, rely on their own understanding. But the verse says to trust, to rely on, to put your confidence in the Lord. And not just a little bit, but with all of your heart. Put all of your trust in Him. Rely completely on Him. Put all of your confidence in Him. But rather than do that, we lean on our own understanding. We rely on, we put confidence in whatever knowledge we might have in the situation at the time. We might say something like, "This just doesn't make sense. Surely God didn't mean for this to happen." Or, "This has gone on way too long now. I need to change this situation now, even if it means fill in the blank." But as Christians, we have been given a supernatural gift. God has given us Himself, the Holy Spirit, who abides in us, and who Jesus said would never leave us. And because of that, we can, through His power, overcome the flesh. It's our flesh that gets impatient and frustrated, and when we give in to it, it usually does not turn out well. When things are going on around us that don't make sense to us, or we just plain don't like it, it's good to remember this from Isaiah 55:9. "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Or how about this from Psalm 77:19? "Your way was in the sea, and your paths in the mighty waters, and your footprints may not be known." Verse 6 of our text says to acknowledge God in all your ways. Submit to Him in His word. Proverbs 16:3 says, "Commit your works to the Lord, and all your plans will be established." We don't have to understand what God is doing. We just need to trust Him. And when we submit our lives to Him, the Bible says in verse 6 of our text that He will make our paths straight. instead of leaning on our own understanding, we need to seek wisdom from God and not be wise in our own eyes. Verse 13 of this proverb says that the man who finds wisdom is blessed, and that the one who keeps wisdom will walk securely, as it says in verse 23. It seems that the longer trials continue, the easier it is to get frustrated, and our trust in God weakens. But that's when we need to trust Him even more. When we are thinking clearly and biblically, we know that whatever God is doing is perfect, so it's only wise to trust Him. And when we fail, we confess and repent and trust God to do what He said He would do when we do that. He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And then you know what He'll do? He will continue to provide ways for us to trust Him. So, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. And I will add this as the best because. Because God is causing all things to work together for good to those who love Him, to those who are called according to His purpose, and because for those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son. Amen.